Well, boy, that New Year sure went by fast, didn't it? Yeah, you ever hear? Have you heard enough dumb cliches for New Year's? Like, give me a couple of them.
Have your best year ever.
Yeah, that kind of bullshit.
Or, yeah. It's not just the new year, it's a new decade.
Don't drink too much eggnog. Oh, wait, that's Christmas. But I get those cliches mixed up. They're all pretty much dumb.
Yeah.
Not as dumb as making a New Year's resolution on New Year's Eve when you're halfway in the bag.
Yeah, not cool.
And next year I'm going to be a better person. Like, dude, it never happens. And the statistics for people who make New Year's resolutions that never come about is staggering.
It's crazy.
It's 74%.
What happens? What is that thing that, like, you have this intention?
Yeah, you feel compelled.
To achieve something,
you
right?
You feel compelled.
And you're like, this is the year I'm going to do it.
So why
isn't it?
I have a couple of ideas. I just want to fling them at you. You can take them for what they're worth. Number one, don't make New Year's resolutions ever again as long as you're alive. Write down a bunch of stuff that you would like to do or that you intend to do and think about it during the month of January. And then on February the 1st, make something that might stick. Because for the most part, people that make New Year's resolutions have already given them up by February 1.
Yeah.
Gym memberships probably being at the top of the list. But there's another element that I think will bring it more into focus. And I wrote about it several years ago. It's still germane. If you just look at my website and look up New Year's Eve, you'll find all kinds of stuff, or New Year's, and you'll find all kinds of stuff. People spend more time figuring out what they're going to do on New Year's Eve than they do planning for the entire next year. You have an outfit, you got a party, you got a per capita thing, you know how many glasses of champagne you're going to drink. Half the population doesn't even stay up past New Year's, past 12 o'clock, but that's a whole other story. The bottom line is, it is a forced celebration day because it's the end of the year. Have a good time. What I would like you to do is make a list of the things that you accomplished in 2019 so that it might inspire you to either continue or go down a different path in 2020.
You don't need to complicate this. Make a list of the things that you accomplished, what went well, what could have gone better.
Bingo.
Okay, that's
like
a secondary list.
That. Not what fucked up.
Right, what could have gone better, and how are you going to make that happen this year? It's that simple. Like, people give these, like, guidebooks and 20-page PDFs to achieving your goals for the new year. People, it is not that difficult.
Right.
Okay? Don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't let shit get in the way. Write down what went well, what you need to change, and what you're going to do about it.
Put it on a couple of post-it notes, stick it on your bathroom mirror, and you'll be reminded of it every single day of 2020. And think, just 2020 is like the perfect year. 2020 is perfect vision. It's clear vision. It has that whole ring to it. I'm excited about this year.
Me too.
And I think that it will be a great year economically. The challenge is, can you milk that cow for yourself? The cows are in the barn. They're full of milk. And all you have to do is learn how to milk a cow.
Yep.
I don't know how myself.
You know, I'm so tempted to say, like, this is your year.
Yeah, I know.
But
it's not. It's only your year if you make it your year.
Exactly. So go make it your year.
Yeah.
I'm Jen Gittimer.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm challenging you. This is going to be a great year, and all you have to do is work your ass off.
Happy New Year.